Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just really help her to have a lot of clarity and hear your Holy Spirit and just walk perfectly in your will. Ask all these prayers you please in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through the book of Isaiah and going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos, scriptures that talk about times of judgment and how dangerous things can get. And the only way to really stay safe is to walk in the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's going to protect you. Not things like weapons and money and all these sorts of things. They can be aids if the Holy Spirit, directs you to use them, okay, but ultimately it's him, okay? He's the only one that's going to keep you safe. You're going to see this where people are going to, Christians are going to be, I want to talk about this just for a brief moment. Seeing this a lot in the United States, there's a lot of proud Christians, okay? A lot of proud, to a certain extent, religious Christians, okay? And they're going to be abased. And it's just not good. And I just pray any sister that's listening heeds this warning because with everything that's going on, you see, the United States is so based upon rights, okay, because it's rebellious, okay? The foundation of this country, okay, is grounded in a rebellion to the King of England, okay? And having rights, okay? You can't do this, you can't do that, okay? So it's ingrained in the American culture where if something goes wrong, I pray that any sisters listening, if you think this way, you repent because it's not going to last. It's just not going to last. So the way that Americans are taught is that if something is wrong, well, you've got rights. So you go to that, you know, to your Bill of Rights, you go to American, you know, documents and things like that. You go to your, you know, local this, your local that, even, you know, grocery stores, things don't go the way that you want them to. You go to the manager, you go here, you go there, you go complain and you go stand upon your rights and you go get what you want. Well, that's not going to last. Okay. And as a Christian, you need to start leaning upon your God, okay? Because so many Christians, they see the things that are happening, okay? And they see Satan encroaching upon the government more and more. And you need to know Bible prophecy. He's going to take over the world, okay? Satan, once again, is going to take over the world. You're not going to go to the mark of the beast talking about your American rights, okay? I mean, I don't. In terms of America even being a powerful country at that time is questionable. But what I'm referring to is you need to think in terms of Bible prophecy, the direction that the country's going in, okay, and the direction the world's going in, and start putting your faith in God, okay? Because I see this with Christians where things are happening and they don't like it and they know it's not good and they know it's of Satan and they're turning to their rights. They're turning to their government and that government is not going to back you for much longer. It's going to go, okay? It's going to be handed over to Satan little by little, okay? The whole world is going to, okay? You can't do that, okay? Because what's going to happen is these Christians are very proud and very boisterous and very loud and they're going to these organizations saying, I'm going to sue you, and they're doing this as a Christian, okay? The book of Corinthians even talks about this, where you don't go to court in front of the heathen, okay? There are certain cases where the Holy Spirit, you know, may lead you to use the judicial system, okay, to advance God's will, okay? That can happen, okay? You see this in certain cases. But it needs to be, like everything, led of the Spirit. And that's not the case with many of these Christians. They're just being really American, to be honest with you, okay? They're just doing what Americans do. And you have to remember that God doesn't like that, okay? He sets his face against the proud. When someone and a Christian is faced with a conflict or a problem, they're not supposed to turn onto idols, okay, like their government and this and that. They're supposed to turn to God, humble themselves, okay, and be of this meek and quiet way, okay, where they're humble and they don't rest on their own power and strength, or the power and strength of the power and strength of their government or something like that, but they rest on the power of God, like I've already talked to you about before, okay? Where they turn to their God, okay, and trust in Him to deliver and to direct and to guide. Because what's going to happen is those Christians who are not tucked away and hidden in Christ, okay, they're going to see that when that judgment comes, they're not going to be covered, okay? They're going to be out in the open, and it's not going to go well. So I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. But I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, and just growing close to you. Ask all these prayers you feel I send in Jesus' name. Amen.